104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday to everybody.
Happy Thursday.
You got us for about 2 hours. I think we have to do a little bit after 3 p.m., but we're not going to try it all. We have Cardinals baseball today, a makeup game against the D-backs, right?
Yep.
4:15?
4:15, which is highly unusual.
Very weird.
But happy hour.
Yeah.
You can take advantage.
$5 hot dogs, $5 beers.
Yeah.
Whole game, Busch Stadium.
And then tomorrow night is the Jordan Walker Home Run Derby t-shirt, right?
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool they turned that around so fast.
Yeah, very nice.
Hope they have some for sale, too.
I don't want to do the show.
That's okay.
I somehow, between about 11 a.m. and 12 a.m., I gained 30 pounds. So, how about
you
guys?
11 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Yes. Wouldn't be like that big a feat. No, we went to lunch today at Zia's on the Hill.
Mm-hmm. Pretty great.
It was great. And then we walked across the street to Missouri Baking.
Pretty great.
And bought everything they had.
Yep. And actually, I wish we could have.
Yeah.
Because there were what do you think? We got maybe 10% sampling.
Yeah.
I wanted everything in that case.
Yeah, Wheels and I were like, we're coming back.
Yes.
And we're coming back soon.
We're going to come in heavy. We're going to come in armed with money. We're going to take it all.
Well, we bought a bunch of stuff, and then I noticed these cinnamon sticks, which were like a cinnamon twist donut, but they were hard like a churro.
So it said it was a little bit like if you ever had an elephant ear, that texture.
Yeah.
But thicker and, yeah.
So that was in a separate bag, and I pulled it out because we all drove separately, and I'm like, let's eat this right now.
Yep.
So Rach took a pull, and Kevin took a pull, and I had like 50% of it left, started walking away, carrying a couple boxes of goodies, and dropped it on the sidewalk.
So?
Yeah, no.
Just pick it up.
I figured I'd feed the birds.
They love cinnamon.
I'm sure they do. Who doesn't?
Speaking of birds, this will be funny to no one, because it wasn't even funny to you guys at the table. I'm the only one who thought it was funny. But somehow baby birds, oh,
there was a very cute baby bird.
And I didn't even turn around and look at it. And
I'm like in tears, like the cutest little bird.
He's so fuzzy. I'm like, I've seen
and
birds.
Then I go to look and make all the noise and scare it away. Like, oh, where is it?
But I said, remember when you would find a little just hatched baby bird when you're a kid? And like, you know, poke it with a stick or something, think that you're helping it. And then Wheeler said something ridiculous. What did he say? What was his term of art?
He said he's picked up plenty of.
Yes, plenty of.
Yes.
Plenty of eggs and put them
no,
back
not
in
eggs.
Nests.
Baby little birds. Guys. And put them back in their nests.
Yes.
And I said.
Oh, whole birds?
Yeah, little guys.
And I said, by plenty, you mean more than one?
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
At least half a dozen.
Are you like Johnny Appleseed?
I don't know. I have houses. Houses have bushes and trees. There are nests in those bushes and trees. And sometimes one of those little guys jumps out. I mean,
do you know what number half a dozen is? Because it's not zero.
It's six, but that's about like 35 years of homeownership.
Yeah.
So like once every 5 or 6 years.
I'm going to back Wheels up on this. On my front porch, the little birdies will build nests every spring. And there's not like a little bird laying there all the time, but I could see that being in the equation if you're in a nest-heavy space.
Just a couple weeks ago, I didn't end up needing to do anything for this little guy because he figured it out. But there's a nest in the bush outside our sliding glass door. And there was a mama that was taking care of this little guy. And this little guy was trying to leave the nest. He was learning to fly, fell out. He's on the ground. And I'm like, do you need help, buddy? And he just like hops away and flies a little bit. I'm like, you sure? And then he flew off. And I was like, all right, he's fine. See? I didn't have to do anything this time. But sometimes you get them and you put them in the nest and then they're fine.
Sounds like Munchausen by proxy syndrome to me. I think you're pushing the birds out of the nest so you can save them.
No.
You got a house full of baby birds that are just, they're just too sick to go home.
Yeah.
No.
They have to stay with me.
No, I ain't take care of them because I don't know how. Put them back where they were.
I think you poke them with a stick.
It always works.
That's the number one source of treatment.
It's like the meme where the cartoon character's poking it and says, do something.
I think they eat like dirt or something. We'll get there.
Just sit on them.
Sit on them.
That's what their moms do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying that in South Rock Santa in the 70s, not touching a robin's egg was like a religion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
everywhere it was like that.
Yeah. And the same thing, like if you ever saw, and I grew up in the country, so we saw a lot of this, not as much as wheels in Detroit, but like baby rabbits and stuff. They're like, don't even look at it. The mother will never look at it again.
They'll reject it. Yeah.
And I remember even back then thinking, like, let's.
He's being excommunicated from the rabbit colony or whatever.
All because of me.
He's a human now.
They're going to sew a little scarlet letter onto his
fur. They're just going to be like, nah, he smells like human.
I think I only tried to domesticate a turtle a couple of times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Little bitey one or just the regular ones?
No, just the little box turtles.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember my dad bringing home a big snapping turtle in his trunk one time when he and his buddy had been out fishing, and it was big, and he pulled it out of his trunk, and it was holding on to a broomstick. And then they just set it in the yard and walked away. And all of his kids were just like, you know, like screwing with it. And
man.
Life in the 70s.
Those guys are dangerous, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Take a finger.
You don't realize how long their neck is.
Yeah.
Like those things.
Yeah.
They can reach. What a strange opening to the show.
Yeah. Turtles and birds.
Turtles.
I like turtles.
Today's National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
I thought you were going to say Vanilla Ice Day.
And National Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Oh, you know what? It's my gorgeous grandma's birthday today.
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at the timing.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
All came together for her. Do I have to do the whole show? Can you guys add anything here? Just
no.
Man, I keep throwing stuff out.
You're our leader, Dave, so we're going to follow you.
Good, Rach.
Now I remember. I was just posting our photo that we took at Diaz on the Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And Facebook will recommend different things to you. And it was in... here it is. It's recommending a page called AI Art Fantasy. And it's just like an AI... hot girl in a bikini. And I'm like, this is just what social media is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know what you would like to see? Probably this.
Based on this photo.
Yeah, based on this photo of these four people sitting at a restaurant.
And if you could send me that link just whenever, whenever you have a second.
If you guys ever really looked at, like, I don't know if your phone does this, I'm sure it does, but if I'm texting someone... And I don't notice it that much, but every now and then it will give you like a suggested response.
Yeah.
And every one of them makes you sound insane. Like I've never once have I been like, oh, that'll do, click. You know, that's always like very formal and very odd.
Yeah. Yeah. There was one time, so Google will do that too with email. And one time the suggested response that they gave me for one of my emails was, what do you want me to say to this? I was like, dang, this is pretty sassy.
Right, no
this
kidding.
This is way sassier than I would be.
We're just talking about domesticating turtles. I read an article last night about how we humans, over the eons, domesticated ourselves. And the theory is, and it's backed up by some science, but the theory is that we started out pretty much as a-holes. Like, there is a really high percentage, which you can imagine. You're living on the savannah and you're
just gotta survive,
fighting over, zebra legs or what have you. And that what happened was that once we got into groups and tribes, that we would pick out the bullies and we would kill them.
Oh.
We would just kill them. Usually, like they think, usually in their sleep. Middle of the night, tribe just goes, we're killing Kevin. And that over the thousands and thousands of years that we just culled out most of the bullies. And so now bullies really stand out.
Hmm.
What do you think of that?
I mean, I'm certainly interested in it. I would love to read the study or a summary of the anthropology study on it. Because how do they know? It's not like they were writing in their journal, like,
right.
Yeah, today we took out Eric. He was such a bully, and yeah. It's been a long time coming. Like, how would they know?
Yeah, I don't know these things.
It kind of just seems like an educated guess more than anything else.
Kind of fun to think about, though.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw a pretty interesting... I don't like Bill O'Reilly. I know him. I'm not friends with him or knew him the way I knew Glenn Beck and Kilmeade and those guys, but he was on the station for years and we met him a few times. And but every now and then he has a good one. He did an article yesterday about how Donald Trump should take the month of August off. And he's a Trump supporter, or at least a sympathizer, but he was like, look, things are crazy, and you're kind of getting crazier, and you're 80, and you're pushing yourself too hard, you're not sleeping, you're attacking countries willy-nilly. Just, you can still do the business of the people, you can even fight the Iran war from Camp David or Mar-a-Lago. Take August off. Now, what a good idea. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice?
Relax for August, please.
And wouldn't it be nice for us if it just weren't an everyday thing?
Yeah, of course.
Because he'd still be doing stuff.
Now, I don't know if you've checked your phone, Dave. Have you checked your phone?
No.
Kevin has put our photo from lunch. I assume this was Kevin, right?
It was me.
It was Kevin. He has put our photo from lunch through an AI simulator, I suppose.
I wanted us to look like a band.
Now, generally, I do not like the AI photos, and I would prefer to be left out of AI photos. However,
you look great.
This is the best I've ever looked. Yeah. This is probably the best Andrew's ever looked.
I'm sorry. Can we talk about me for a second?
This is crazy.
Yeah,
like unreal.
They gave you arm tattoos.
They gave you an arm tattoo.
You look like Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Our band is called Thunder Road.
All right, this I will post this in the comments of that picture.
Kevin's not wearing a shirt.
I know. Guys, I just wear like a bolo or whatever that is.
I think I got done the dirtiest.
Honestly, I didn't. I was too busy looking at Andrew.
I literally put the photo in and said, make us look like a 70s rock band. And that's what they did.
You got some pretty cool tattoos on this picture too, Dave.
Well,
and you got like
real.
Well, no, it gave you extra ones.
They opened up both of your shirts.
Yeah,
all
they
of
did.
Your shirts.
Yeah, they did. The shirts are
Everyone
open.
Everyone is showing.
But that was the 70s.
And Dave has like a dollar sign chain on.
Yes, as a rule, not really a fan of this, but I will make an exception.
I look like a gay magician from the 60s.
You do not.
Rach, you're going to be wearing this when you come back from vacation.
Dude, this is a good look for me.
You got the long, like, flower child hair banding
in
there.
Yeah, and the, like, bell-bottom corduroys, whatever's going on here.
I'm loving my jean jacket with no shirt. That's pretty great.
We got to post this one.
Jean jacket with no shirt. It's so good. It's so good.
You see people post selfies, and they've ran themselves through AI, and you're like, come on, everyone knows this isn't real.
Right.
But now that it's happened to me, I'm like, okay, I see where they're coming from. I wish I looked like this.
We have it happen to us once and it looks good and we fold immediately. Like, no, I can do...
You know what? Build the data centers. I'm into it.
I can do 100 more of these in the next 2 hours.
Literally, the only prompt I gave it was that. I said, make us look like a 70s rock band.
You too.
And it clearly...
They look like a hot couple.
Like
in a band that broke up and then got back together.
We're like Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham.
They clearly decided that Rach is our lead singer.
Look at the cool watch it gave me,
Andrew,
too.
You've got a bass. I've got a guitar. Dave, you're by the drums, man.
No, I got nothing. Let's just face it. I got screwed over in this
one.
They
even gave you like the lamest shirt. I don't know why they did
that. It's a lame shirt, but it's, I mean, like you got guns.
A vest.
The vest is, I think, the thing that you, I think if it didn't have the vest, I think you would like it more.
I agree.
The vest is.
I mean, it made you look ripped, Dave.
Vic is saying, please post that photo. I put it in the comments of the normal photo.
Oh, you should put it. Yeah, post it.
No.
Why? What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid. It's just I am kind of against the. Despite my current reaction.
This is the greatest, but I don't like it.
I don't really want to pepper our wall with AI photos.
Well, it's the only one we've ever done, so I don't know if it is.
Well, we have Jesus, Dave. We have that one.
I'm going to ask Kevin to redo it, but this time vest and no shirt for Dave.
Okay. I'm going to do that right now.
All right. Couple more gallons of water. Who needs it?
I don't need cool water. I got arm tattoos and a fancy watch. Get out of town.
You're going to try to wish yourself into that picture.
Yeah, I'm getting like reverse body dysmorphia. It's convincing me that I really look like this.
Same. I'm like, wow, where did I get that headband? That is fetching.
Our brains are connected. I was going to ask you to play this.
Really?
Because I have to learn 6 new songs that I'm singing and playing guitar on and 6 new drum songs by next Tuesday. And this is one of them. Thanks. And YouTube's so great. Like,
little tutorials for
everything. I mean, drums are pretty easy for me. Like, you listen to it. You may not get it exact, but like, okay, I got it.
Get close enough, yeah.
But like, guitar is a mystery to me. Mm-hmm. But now on YouTube, you just go and there's some 12-year-old kid who's like, here's exactly how you play it.
Huh.
Like, oh, okay.
On this one, on that one, are you drum guy or are you voice guy?
On that one, I'm drum guy.
Okay.
I would love to be the voice guy. But Lou Gramm from Foreigner, Steve Perry from Journey, I can sing the first part.
Okay.
But then they always go up.
Yep.
And it stretches me.
Yep.
And we got Dave Farber in the band.
Well, there you go.
And Dave can...
He can do it.
Kill it.
He can do it.
Yep. This is like the worst radio ever, but Kevin, we took a picture at lunch today, and Kevin is really good at AI. Like, I wouldn't have any idea how to do this, but he did 3 different looks, a 70s band, a metal band, and a grunge band.
So I went 70s, 80s, 90s.
And it's interesting because the AI keeps changing us subtly.
Yeah. So by the third picture, it's really different.
We really don't even look like, I look like myself the whole time. Andrew, you just need to make this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Andrew's Master of Wolves picture right here.
You take this.
I had no idea I was this close to looking good.
You take these to a doctor and you say,
I want this.
I don't care what you do.
Oh my God.
Do anything you have to. I'm not leaving here till I look like this.
Until I look like this one.
Well, I was telling them, I think it has something to do with like the expression you're making in the photo that AI's going like, oh, hell
he's
yeah.
He's a hottie.
Let's give this guy some arm tattoos.
This guy knows what he's doing.
For the metal one, everyone looks great. And then I'm in the back. And rather than giving me big metal hair... It gave it to me on the very back of my head.
It's all teased out.
So I look insane.
I feel like I have no choice but to post all of these in the comment section. So go check out our post on Facebook.
It made you look like you're wearing like a fur coat.
And our band is called Wild Intentions in the 80s.
Why? I didn't notice that. Wild Intentions.
And then the grunge one. I guess our grunge band name is Seattle 1993.
Oh, man.
This is so funny.
The metal one, I look like someone found a really smart Bigfoot and put him in a band.
I am obsessed with the name Wild Intentions.
I think the reflection in your sunglasses and all these pictures is still the Zia's picture.
Yeah, and by the 90s I've aged like a lot.
Well, you've been in Wild Intentions for
20 years.
Yeah,
man.
You've been a rock star for 25 years.
Your drummer's a Sasquatch.
He started in the 70s and now it's the 90s. Of course, you've aged
plus,
a little.
Your bass player is the hottest guy in the world.
I, however, am de-aging as we get older. Yeah. Look at the, speaking of jawlines, look at the jawline it gave me in the 90s.
Andrew
one.
Looks like he's starring in a CW
yes.
show.
Welcome back, DGS MKMOX. Happy Thursday. We are with you until 3:10-ish or so. We'll turn it over to the pregame, and the Cards play the D-backs at home at 4:15. And who's coming in town for the weekend? Reds. And then the Cubs.
Yes.
Yes. Attorney Brad Young joins us. Hello, Brad. How are you?
Dave, I'm doing well, and I'll be at the game this afternoon. Hey, so nice. I'm heading to the game. Got my Cardinals shirt on, ready to go.
What a day for it. Just gorgeous.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, beautiful. We had an outdoor lunch today, and it could have been nicer.
Great day for that.
So House Republicans accuse former Special Counsel Smith of lying about the Trump probe and refer him for possible prosecution by the DOJ.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of politics to this, but there is a somewhat of a basis. And really the dispute here, Dave, centers on Jack Smith's December 2025 deposition. He was asked whether search warrants subpoenas for lawmakers included the contents of actual phone calls or text messages. And Smith said no. He didn't say he didn't know. He said specifically, no, they didn't contain that. But the Justice Department just released records showing that Smith's team, and that's the important part, separately received spreadsheets from the National Archives that did contain White House text messages, communications with 44 members of Congress. And so they're saying that he essentially lied in his deposition.
Yeah, you probably said this, Brad, but I was busy looking at AI pictures of myself. but it seems...
With or without clothing?
Half and half, kind of.
Okay, all right.
So it sounds even more amorphous than that, in that the actual question was, did the subpoena contain a request?
Right.
And he said, no. Which it didn't. And, you know, again, like, we're lawyers, you know, there's the technical, then there's the spirit, and there's the misleading. Well, I mean, how's it hit you? Just in general, just the continued, because look, when Trump went after what's-his-face, it looks like a Muppet that used to be the, you know, the guy that was charged, what's his name? You know.
He looks like a Muppet.
Yeah, he was Trump's defense advisor, and he's got indicted, and he pled guilty.
Oh, you're talking about John Bolton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When he was being...
He looks like a Muppet.
I think he looks more like a... I think he looks more like a seal, go ahead.
But when he was investigated and indicted, I'm like, what a bunch of bull crap. Trump's such a piece of crap. But he was obviously good for it. So sometimes he's right.
Yeah, but here, I mean, the thing that you point out is one thing. Yes, the subpoenas did not request that information, and he actually got it a different way. And secondly... He was asked, and I reviewed the actual words and the answer that was given. He specifically was asked, do you know whether or not the subpoenas requested this information? He said no. So even if his team ultimately had that information regarding text messages or phone calls, just because his team knows it doesn't mean that he knows it,
yeah.
Number one. And then secondly, you're right, the subpoenas didn't ask that. So this is an ongoing pattern. I think we've seen it many times in the Trump administration of going after political enemies. Clearly, Jack Smith would be considered a political enemy. Yeah. And I don't really see this going anywhere. Now, the John Bolton thing, there's a whole string of national security people who either accidentally or on purpose take stuff home.
Yep.
You know, they want that for their records to show off to their friends while they're having scotch and a cigar. They take this stuff home or it's accidental. There's a whole string of that. So whenever that first started, I thought, yeah, he probably did. And it turned out he did. He pled guilty, as have many national security advisors.
Interesting. Judge to weigh New York Times subpoenas over Trump plane reporting.
Well, I think this is a big deal here, because this is your classic clash. We saw this so many times in law school. Whenever reporters know something, they report something, the government doesn't like it. I mean, one of the biggest examples goes back, again, early 70s, to what's called the Pentagon Papers, where reporters, also from the Times, released information about the Vietnam War. Government didn't like it. They went after them. This is that again. And what's interesting is this. Most people think if they watch the Watergate movie, title of which is escaping me at the moment. But if they watch a Watergate movie and they say, well, reporters don't have to disclose their sources. Well, that's not a blanket statement. I mean, that's not legally accurate. What happens is this. There has to be a balancing test. And there was a case that came down called United States versus Burke. that requires, number one, a clear and specific showing that the information is material and relevant, necessary or critical, and unavailable elsewhere. So, number one, the court's going to look at this and say, does it really, is this, is it all that necessary or critical or relevant that we're talking about is plain because no secret information was given? Is that yes or no? I mean, that's the balancing act that the judge is going to have to make in this case.
And you know, the whole thing was he was embarrassed because he's usually a better liar and he got caught on his heels and said that he was taking the old Air Force One home so that they could take it to a couple of bases in Europe and let the soldiers see it. Like, total lie. And they called him out. So, you know, that's the whole reason it's happening. This is not on your list, but we talked about this a couple days ago when I told the guys that it had been leaked by the Secret Service that J.D. Vance wanted Marine 2, which is his helicopter, to take his kid to soccer practice. And that and it came out today that this person has been suspended pending an investigation that he's leaking stuff about the second family. And another tidbit came out that in addition to the first one, he tried to get a Marine helicopter to take his 8-year-old to a golf lesson. And his code name is Bobcat. And there were actual pictures of physical objects like challenge coins and patches that these guys had made. Basically, I survived Bobcat and his constant changing of the schedule. And so it's like a whole thing now.
Well, it is a whole thing. Now, I do remember that incident happening. And as I recall, the flight never actually happened.
Right.
Because there were, I think, thunderstorms or something.
Yeah.
And the flight didn't actually occur. But still, the problem is still there that the vice president wanted to use an official helicopter that I know from my own experience costs like $20,000 an hour to operate, you know, to take his kid to soccer practice. That's really the issue, even though it never really happened.
Yeah. ChatGPT's advice kept man from seeking medical treatment for a dangerous condition.
Well, I think this case is interesting, Dave, because people are using ChatGPT for everything right now. And a guy in Florida used it for medical advice. And of course, it was wrong, as ChatGPT often is. And now he's suing. But where he's suing is important because he's suing in California. And in California, there are specific laws that apply to protect people. I mean, for example, under California Civil Code, it's a starting point that any service has to use reasonable care. And is it reasonable care to give wrong medical advice? Mm-hmm. Of course, the question would be, hey, and the phrase I'm going to use maybe isn't radio worthy, but they say, hey, dummy, you shouldn't be getting medical advice from ChatGPT anyway, which, of course, comparative fault will be a major issue here. But it's interesting because are people going to start suing AI now if they get medical advice and it's wrong? And even should AI companies have any liability for this? Because they'll tell you literally anything if you ask them. But should there be liability? I just think that's a great topic for discussion.
So a quick question on this, Brad. So how is, at this point in time, how is using AI to search medical questions any different than using Google? If from a legal standpoint, in other words, people have been self-diagnosing and looking for things online. If you're a website or a service that does not claim to be a medical provider, what is the standard that's required of a search engine?
Well, I think it's a lot different than Google wheels in this respect. I'm not talking about Google AI, but just standard Google. If you Google a set of symptoms, it's going to give you a static list of information from some website that says this means this and that means that. But when you put in a search term, I'm having these symptoms, what do I have? Then in AI, it's literally telling you, you most likely have this condition, you should do X, Y, and Z. So it changes. The fact that it's AI differs from Google is it changes from like a book that has information to someone who's telling you what to do. And I think there's a quantum difference between those two positions legally.
Just, it's a fascinating thing because the person asking the question knows they're not asking a medical professional. They know they're not asking WebMD. They know they're not asking something that has a medical background. So then how is it the fault of the basically the Because what they aren't, they're not intelligence yet. I mean, I think we that's a very clear thing. They're search engines. They're very advanced search engines that converse like they're intelligent, but they're not. And I find that whole balance, because like, if the AI companies aren't making any claims as to whether or not our service is accurate or whether or not we will stand behind these things in any way, it's just an interesting way of, to me, shifting responsibility from the human being to a business. Because the human being, if you're having problems, you see a doctor. You talk to someone. You don't just ask a machine.
Did you guys see this story? Chris Namey had a guest on talking about it today, where the AI escaped its box.
Yeah. Oh,
that's real. That's real.
That was real. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really something.
And what did they hack into? Something.
Hugging Face.
Yeah, yeah.
Hugging Face, another AI company.
Yeah.
But in this instance, though, the reason why I think we're going to see a lot more of these kinds of lawsuits is because, like right now, with the whole Cyclospora situation, and there's something called strict liability, where, you know, we talked about this the other day, where a company can be liable even if there's no negligence. And one of the things in this plaintiff's case out of California, they sue in the AI on, one of the elements is strict liability. And he's trying to characterize ChatGPT as a mass distributed, defectively designed consumer product. And therefore, whether there's comparative fault or not, that ChatGPT has strict liability because of that. I mean, I don't think that's going to win, but I think we're on the cusp of a lot of lawsuits against AI in ways that we never dreamed of just a few years ago.
All right, cool, brother. Thank you, man.
My pleasure.
With you for about another hour today, we'll turn it over to baseball. Oh, should I need to send you guys a photo?
Hold on.
It's actually about a little topic. We're just talking amongst ourselves. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Boom, there you go. New product called the Heaveroo. H-E-A-V-E-R-O-O. I hope this isn't a joke, because I took it real. It seemed real. That's the first thing to...
It's real. It has a website.
Okay. And it's basically like the kind of rubber thing that you would have on your kitchen sink, like to put dishes in.
They have baby bibs like this.
But it goes around a kid's head or anyone's head, and then has a... like a sack that you throw up in while it's around your neck.
Yeah, that's too close.
Way too close.
Yeah.
Who could keep that balanced?
No.
I'd have it all over everything.
Yeah, that's not a good invention.
Well, and it's like, if you are certain enough that there's going to be throw up, it feels like we could work out a better system than that. Like, you have the presence of mind to put the Heaveroo on. You probably have the presence of mind to just go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Waste basket.
What? How is this an advancement over just a bowl? That you keep next to you. Bigger bowl, you know, you can get the proper distance away from you.
Yeah, because then you have to take it off.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
And I mean, I guess you could say, oh, it's for when the kids are riding in the car. But
sure.
Again,
same problem.
Is your kid throwing up that often? And if they do, then they have to be within 8 inches of their own sick for the rest of the car ride. That's not ideal.
Yeah, and again, that's not staying in that thing.
No.
Because you got to like look straight down like, nope.
No.
What happens when the... Well, I'm not going to get gross. I'm going to stop.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a similar new product called Poop Shoes, but they don't say poop. They say the other word. And they're 7-inch platform shoes that take the place of like a squatty potty. Mm. And so you keep them in your bathroom. And when it's time to go, you put on your 7-inch platform shoes. And it puts you in the position
you need to
be. Yes.
Is this that big of a problem?
Evidently, we evolved squatting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it. I mean, I've seen those commercials. But I mean, like...
Why don't you just get like a pile of books or something?
That'd work too.
Why do you have to get a special pair of shoes?
Stool, right? You have a little step stool in front of you, put your feet up on it, boom, solved.
Although you couldn't have a big stack of books in like a place where other people go.
Right.
You'd look
but are you going to bring your special poop shoes?
Yeah. I mean, is the whole family sharing the shoes?
He's walking through work. Oh, hold on. I forgot my poop shoes.
Yeah.
You just got them like slung over your shoulder.
Yeah, you exactly. You're like, I'll be right back, and you grab your shoes. Wonder where they're going.
I'll just take this heave-a-roo while I'm at it.
Actually, heave-a-roo sounds like
a lot of salad lately, yeah. You guys.
Rach and I had salads today.
Yep.
So
you guys,
we may be off for the next month.
Yeah,
I like to live dangerously.
You guys made fun of me for doing that a couple weeks ago.
Well,
no, Andrew is the one who seems to have like actual anxiety about it.
Yeah, I am very, very concerned about it. Yeah, when we went to lunch, I was offered a side salad and I said, I'm not going to eat a side salad for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, what's the obvious reasons? And I'm like,
because I don't want to mess myself.
Been reading the news a lot.
Diarrhea parasite, whatever it is.
I've been eating more salads.
I kind of have been eating a lot of salads myself.
Damn, yeah. It's the call of the void.
It is.
Yeah, no, you, we should talk, you're interested in it. You're
Dave
like,
Dave's
it.
Like, I got to get some of this.
Dave wants it.
You're intrigued. You're intrigued by it, like the dark, smoky woman on the other side of the bar. I mean, like, you're like inching ever closer, like, who is she?
It would be a shame to train my whole life and not go to the Olympics.
What a redemption story. Finally.
I'm off
for
a month.
After all these years.
I call him after 3 weeks, like, Dave, how you doing? I'm like, I'm great. Never,
finally. Yeah.
Never been better.
Finally
best
won.
Best month of my life.
I weigh 138.
Oh, man.
I'm clearly getting it now. I've tempted fate and got enough, so...
Well, I think you're gonna like. I think you're Googling how best.
Yeah,
to get
he's
it.
Saying it like, "Oh no,
I hope I don't get it."
Guys,
where's
don't
that lettuce
tell
again?
Him I like him.
Where's that lettuce again?
Do not call the diarrhea parasite. Okay, Dave's, do not text him.
Dave's got a pallet of heads of lettuce in the back of the Jeep. I just went bulk shopping.